Your Bibles, if you will, turn to Ezra chapter number 7. If you did not hear, Gina's coming home this weekend. Thank the Lord for that. Pray that she gets a negative COVID test so that she can get on the plane. I know she has to have that done before she comes. And so we're in Ezra chapter 7. We're dealing with the most improved Christian, improving your worship at church. Last week, we looked at the first point in this message, the priority of church. If you're going to improve your worship at church, you have to be at church. And we talked about being at church at the start of church and working as much as possible to get here on time, that you're part of the service and the singing and all of that. We talked about taking church membership and committing yourself to the fact that I want to be in church. I want to be with God's people. This is my church. This is what I believe in my heart. Man, these are the people I want to serve God with. The mission of this church is what I want to give my life to. I want to give my treasure to this work that God may use it. Church membership is a good step. It's a pleasing step in the eyes of God. We move to not only the priority of church attendance, but secondly, I want you to see the preparation of the heart. Last week, I said this, you could have a very good habit of church attendance and have a good habit of church attendance with a cold heart. That is very easy to fall into. And we fall into that mold, that lukewarmness, that coldness, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with no heart behind it. And we do it because we become lazy in our preparation. And so I want to speak to you a little bit on preparation of the heart. Ezra says of Ezra in Ezra 7, for Ezra had prepared his heart. I want you to understand tonight that's an individual decision. The other prophets or priests could not prepare Ezra's heart. There was nobody else that could prepare Ezra's heart. Ezra had to prepare his own heart. Brethren, we can blame everybody in the world on why our heart is cold, but if our heart is cold, it's our fault. We have not prepared our heart. And that's a big part. You want to improve your worship at church. You want to come spiritually alive. You want to come ready to engage in the music and think about the words of the music. And you want to come and be a blessing to somebody else. And you want to come and just instead of dropping your tithe in as a habit, drop it in with a joyful heart of thanksgiving to God. And you want to come clean so that you're ready to worship God. There's got to be some preparation. There's got to be some work done in private leading into church. Ezra had prepared to seek the law of the Lord, to do it and to teach it. Let me give you some things to prepare for. You say, preacher, I kind of feel that way. I kind of feel like I'm coming to church, but it's more habitual than it is enjoyable. I'm coming to church, but to be honest with you, I just feel like I'm filling a pew, and I don't know that my heart's really here. Well, guess what? I want to encourage you tonight. Every Christian lives there at some point. You say, preacher, I feel terrible. I can't believe that this is even going on. Well, this series is for you. This message is for you. Get back to preparing your heart. Get back to preparing your heart. I'll give you four or five things here. Number one, prepare your heart by coming to church clean. Prepare your heart by coming to church clean. You ever heard this phrase, sin will keep you from church or church will keep you from sin? Or sin will keep you from the Bible or the Bible will keep you from sin? Hey, guess what? If you don't keep clean, you're not going to want to be here in a while. You're not going to want to be with God's people. You're not going to want to be around the preaching of the word. You're not going to want to be around soul-stirring hymns. My friend, sin makes the heart cold. So, during your week, keep your heart clean. Keep your heart clean. On Monday, clean your heart. Spend some time with God. Ask the question Brother Coomer asked the other day, is there anything in my life, Lord, any sin that I need to confess? And you know what? Sometimes you don't have to ask. Sometimes the Spirit just need to get that right. misspoke on that, reacted wrong to that, thought wrong in that area, viewed what you shouldn't have viewed there. That's how it works, doesn't it? Keep clean. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. I will tell you this, when people drop out of church, it's not by accident. And I will tell you something that they gave up a long time before they dropped out of church. They gave up cleaning up their heart. They stopped cleaning their heart. We want to improve. We want to come to church. We want to come to church ready. We've got to take time to clean the heart. Number two, prepare your heart to be a blessing to someone else. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. When I was youth pastor, I repeatedly talked to our young people about this. Don't be a taker, be a giver. Be a giver. Don't come to church with, well, it doesn't seem like anybody cared about me today. Come to church with, I'm going to care about somebody today. In Romans 12, the Bible says this. It's talking about the gifts. By the way, if you're a believer, you're in the church, you have a gift to use, to minister, to give to someone else. Listen to these words. In verse number 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, that's giving. Given to hospitality, that's giving. Bless them which persecute you, that's giving. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, that's giving. Weep with them that weep, that's giving. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Give in. Don't have to have your way. Come down to be in agreement. That's giving. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Brethren, this is how we're supposed to come to church. This is what our mentality is to be when we're with God's people. Give. Distribute. Hey, think of somebody before yourself. This is how you come to church and you reflect Christ to others because Christ gave. You want to improve your worship at church? You're a little cold, a little out of whack in your spirit. Things aren't happening at church maybe the way you thought they should. Feel like you're being ignored, feel like you're in the shadows, feel like you're in the background somewhere. Get off that and get caring about somebody. Come to church. When our kids were young, you asked my kids on the way to church, Brandon, would you pray for us that we could be a blessing to somebody? Over and over, week after week, Lord, help us to be a blessing to somebody. Get your heart where it needs to get before you get here. Church shouldn't be, man, I got to fix everything that fell apart spiritually in my life this week. Now, sometimes that happens, but church ought to be a place that's an overflow of what's going on during the week. Man, I'm coming to church, and man, God's been doing this and teaching me this. And Lord, I'm thankful to come to church and worship you today. And Lord, help me to be a blessing to somebody. And Lord, make me clean. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Say, preacher, does it work? Try it. Try it. Prepare your heart through prayer for the services. Prepare your heart through prayer for the services. Pray for God's power to be seen in our service, in our services. Pray for somebody to walk the aisle and get saved. Pray for Christians to be stirred. Pray for there to be Holy Spirit conviction and that there would be challenge. And Lord, when we need comforted, give preacher the messages that we need to be comforted and to be edified. Pray for our services, brethren. We need that. When you pray and when we pray together for our services, our heart's in a much better place to come to church. Pray for the Word of God to have free course. Didn't Paul write to Timothy and say, please pray this way, that the Word would have free course, that it could get wherever it needs to get to in a heart and change the heart. Pray for the Word to have free course. Pray for spiritual understanding. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see. You'll hear me from time to time in the invitation ask a simple question. Did you get spiritual understanding in the message? Did the Lord connect the dots how this truth can affect your everyday life? Brethren, we need that. We need that from the Spirit. The psalmist prayed it. Open my eyes, Lord. I can't understand this on my own. I need your help. Pray for spiritual understanding. And then pray Samuel's prayer. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Lord, speak to me. Lord, I'm not asking you to speak to my wife. Lord, I'm not asking you to speak to the people behind me or before me. But God, as I go to church today, you want to speak to me. I believe that. Man, old Eli gave some good counsel to Samuel. Samuel, you go back to bed and you just tell him, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And I got a question for you. Do you think that God would hear that prayer from an honest heart? Lord, this morning I'm getting up and I'm going to church. Lord, I need you to speak to me. I need to hear your voice today, God, in the services. God, would you speak to me about something? Brethren, you start praying. You start cleaning. You start getting the mentality of, I'm coming to be a blessing to others. And you know what? You're not going to feel like you're just sitting in a pew filling up space. And you're not going to feel like you're just in a ritual. Just kind of, yep, did it again. Yep, did it again. Brethren, that is not the way God wants it. That is not worship. Worship has to come from my spirit to his spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Prepare your heart to give your tithes and offerings out unto the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving. Man, I'm not just doing my duty. Although it's a command, it is little compared to what he did for me. Lord, thank you for providing for this. And Lord, I get to give this to you today. When our offertory is taking place, man, I get to give this to you, Lord. That ought to be our heart, right? Prepare your heart to sing and exalt the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't have a good voice. Sing anyways. Sing anyways. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If it's a noise, it's a noise. But you know what, God? God sees if it's coming from the heart. You know what? And I'll tell you this. God will take a joyful noise 10 times over than a skilled musician that doesn't sing from the heart. All of our skilled people, I love you and I'm thankful for you and thankful for the wonderful music. But make sure your heart's prepared. Man, whatever I'm going to sing for the Lord or play today, God, I just want you to know I want it to be pleasing to you, Lord. Your participation in the services, I got about 5 or 6 minutes here. I want to give you some things about participation. So your preparation of the heart, the priority of church attendance, and now your participation in the services. Number one, be prepared for your ministry. Number one, be prepared for your ministry. Be prayed up. Be ready to fulfill your part. Ask God to produce spiritual fruit in your life. Sunday school teachers, you got a grand opportunity. Man, I think of your opportunities, especially with kids that are coming every week, 50 weeks out of the year or so. You're getting to teach. You're getting to invest. You're getting to shape hearts and minds with truths of God's word. Be prepared. Be prepared for choir, pianists. Be prepared for your ministry. Junior church workers, be prepared. Ushers, have your heart prepared. Man, I'm going to church and bless God. We're going to serve others. We're going to show ourselves friendly today. We're going to lift somebody's spirits when we come. Man, I'm not just filling a post. I'm prepared for this. Prepare yourself. Remember, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Man, I've been abiding with Christ all week long, and now I get to be with believers. Praise God. Number two, be ready to give a testimony that gives glory to God. Be ready to give a testimony. At least on Sunday nights, most of the time, and on Wednesday nights, we are opening up testimonies. Now, I talked to Russell a couple weeks ago, and Russell said one of the things that struck him when he went down to church down in Harford, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is people standing up and giving testimonies. And that was before he was saved. He's going to church as an unsaved man, and people are giving testimonies about what God did, about an answered prayer over here, about what God gave them out of the word over here. You know, the psalmist said over and over, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. That's a biblical thing. That's a great thing. You get something on your heart, man, God's been given to you all week or blessed you or answered a prayer before you even prayed it, met a need before you even saw it, gave you something out of devotions. Maybe you've been reading through the Christ's last week of his life and boy, something's just bubbling. Man, testify about it. Be ready to participate in the services in that way. Make it an objective to meet somebody new before the service or during handshake time or after the service. Do you remember? It was a long time for some of you, but do you remember showing up the first time at church? People that I don't know. They're all singing a song that I don't know. They're reading the Bible that I don't know where to turn to read it. I feel like a stranger in a strange land. Let's help people with that, okay? Seek somebody out. Just kind of make it your, man, handshake time. If I hear about a visitor, they're sitting back here or they're sitting over here, I make my way back to meet that visitor, greet them, tell them my name, ask for their name, greet them after the service. Man, that's a big thing. Bring your Bible, have it open, and look up the verses. You say, preacher, you just talk to kids. You're talking to us like kids. I'm not. I'm saying this. We need to come back to the basics, and the basics are good. Get a sermon notes booklet from the bookstore. $1, I think. Take sermon notes. You'll remember more if you do that. It's a discipline, but you'll remember more from the messages. You can reference them. You know, I went to the couples retreat, and for the next number of weeks, I went through those notes with Brother Angel. Man, that's good. Man, I remember God speaking to me right on that point. Can't do that if you don't take them, encouraging you. Minimize your time out of the service. Don't leave the service unless it's an emergency. Teach your children to use the restrooms beforehand. Stay in the service. The Spirit of God's meeting right here. Right here. In this part of our building, right in the service, that's where the Spirit of God's ministry. We step out of that for whatever reason, and we just kind of hang out in the hallways or whatever. We're missing something, man. Man, God wants to get me something, and I'm not even in the service to get it. I'm missing the God-given opportunity. Minimize movement during prayer. When we're praying, all attention on God. End your cell phone time before you enter church. Now watch this. I'll close with this. We'll pick up next week. When I eat a meal with my family, my cell phone goes somewhere, but not at the table. It's not around. That mealtime, that time with my family is important that it's uninterrupted time. And guess what? We're at mealtime. And because of that, we ought to put those things aside. And we ought to say, you know what? This is God's time. This is God's time to talk to me, and I'm going to worship God by singing, and I may talk to God in an altar. And I'm going to give to God, and I want my mind to be on everything that's happening right here. How can we improve? If you have to be out in the foyer, refuse the temptation to talk. Refuse it. Man, I'm in church. Man, God wants to deal with me. This is not my time to fellowship. This is my time to get from God what I need from God. That's important to me. Right? It's a temptation. You're out of the service, out of sight. It's hard to concentrate. Watchmen, I know you're down in different parts of the building, but do everything you can to keep your eyes glued to that screen and be taking in everything that's going on in the service. This is church. It's church. I'm not mad at anybody tonight, all right? I'm not picking on anybody. Nobody came to me with complaints or anything. I'm just saying, as we look at the whole of worshiping God at church, man, we want to be the best that we can be when we're with God. And so maybe there's something here that you can take in. Maybe it's preparation of the heart. Maybe it's participation in some way. But for all of us, there's room for improvement. Aren't you finding that with all these areas? There's room for improvement. Let's be practical. Let's take in, say, Lord, I can change that. Lord, I haven't been preparing my heart throughout the week into Saturday night, into Sunday morning. God, warm my heart again about church. Father, thank you.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.